Sulphur Springs, Texas. Lefty had been home all week and was trying to get ready to leave for Shreveport to play the hayride that Saturday. He planned to leave Thursday morning, drive the 150 miles or so, and get a motel room because he had a bunch of interviews on Friday before the show. And he was supposed to meet Jack and some of the band Friday night. The whole Frizzell clan by this time had moved to Sulphur Springs. Our sister, Johnny Lee, had married a boy from there named Frankie Lee Melton. Lefty teased them about their names, Frankie and Johnny, just like the song. Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Lefty asked Frankie if he wanted to go with him to the hayride that weekend. Frankie said he would really like to go, so they headed out the next morning. Lefty had just bought a new Cadillac limousine, and Frankie couldn't wait to drive it. Lefty, you just sit back and relax, man, and I'll have you there before you know it. Lefty had already stocked the limo. His guitar and clothes for the shows were packed, plus quite a few bottles of whiskey were hidden in several secret compartments throughout the car. Lefty started drinking as soon as the car pulled out of Sulphur Springs. He would not let Frankie have a drink, though, since he was driving. They were not even halfway to Louisiana when Lefty pulled a little .22 pistol from one of the cubby holes and started shooting at road signs. They were both laughing and talking, Frankie driving and Lefty drinking and shooting out of the window of that big old limousine. Frankie, pull this thing over first chance you get. Tell you the truth, I need to find a restroom. Find me a gas station. They passed a sign that said Shreveport, 52 miles, and Lefty put a bullet through it. After the rest stopped, Lefty said, I'll drive, Frankie. You sit over there and act like you're somebody. I'll show you how to get us there.